You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Monitor. I check into Steamworks Berkeley, and there are no regular rooms available and a few guys waiting ahead of me. I do have one deluxe sling room, the manager tells me, but I hesitate. I've walked past those rooms before, but have never been in one. And slings are a little dramatic for me at this point in my experience, and I'm unsure if I'll feel comfortable being that guy. But the wait seems worse. Okay, I say, and pay the fee, and sign in. He buzzes the door and meets me around the side with a clean sling, towels, and a key. I'm slightly embarrassed, but also turned on to be standing in the room, on the bed, hooking it to the ceiling, and I leave the door open. Guys slow and watch as they make their way down the hallway. I close the door, undress, dim the lights, grab the remote for the TV monitor, then open the door again slightly and climb up into the sling, wrapping my ankles up around the chains. I flip the channels and stop, surprised to see myself on the screen, and realize there is a camera aimed at me, and then I'll be able to watch guys on me and in me. I breathe and try to relax, as I begin to play with my cock, unashamed that I'm stroking to my own image hanging in the leather, legs open wide. A couple stops and watches me through the doorway before pushing it open. Want company? One of them asks me, and I wave them in. They step onto the bed and stand next to me before they take turns leaning over and kissing me, their hands finding my chest and shoulders. Fuck, one of them says, and goes down on my cock as the other takes my nipple into his mouth. Who's first? I ask. And the taller one says, me, as he positions himself at the base of the sling and between my legs. He squirts lube from a packet onto his cock and up into my ass, then grabs the chains near my ankles and pushes into me. We both moan, and the second guy comes up to the top, turns my head, and lowers his cock down into my mouth. They begin to fuck me at both ends, in rhythm, and as I move forward, I feel a hard cock open me inside, and then back as the other cock moves more forcefully down my throat. This goes on for a while, until the door opens again, and a third guy comes in, and over to the bed, and to my side. His cock is hard, and I reach my hand for it, now servicing all three of them, until the guy between my legs asks the third, "Want to fuck him?" And he nods yes, and they change places. I turn to see them surrounding me on the monitor, and it makes my heart race and my cock harder. Then all three rotate again and keep moving around me until one of them busts his nut into my mouth, down my throat, and all over my face. This starts a chain reaction of cum into my ass and onto my chest and stomach. They stop to catch their breath, and when they step back, I see two other guys have been standing in the room watching the closed-circuit monitor. The first three leave, and the next two climb onto the bed. Hot, one of them says, and pushes his cock up into me, as the other climbs onto the sling, onto my chest, shoves his cock down my throat, and leaves it there. Hot, the second one says, as I begin to choke and struggle, and he turns his head toward the monitor. You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures. A journey of sex and truth. Come more than once for more stories. Go to matttales.com, follow me at matttalesgayadventures on Instagram and Facebook, or DM me at matttalespod@gmail.com, and we'll talk about making a tale of our own. You're checking into Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours. I'm Matt, your host and the creator of Matt Tales, 40 Years of Gay Adventures, the autobiographical erotica podcast. In Sex Club, I'll talk to guests about gay sex through the last 50 years, from cruising in phone lines to apps and cams. You'll hear tales from other guys and get to tell your own. Each episode will include a live moment, because you should never leave Sex Club until you get what you want.
She runs out to the car, I rolled down the window, I said, I need to tell you I'm gay, and I rolled up the window and drove off.
If tying me up and pounding the shit out of me is work for you, then don't answer my ad.
All over Manhattan, I mean, you had sex clubs, you had the piers, you know, with all the warehouses.
Exciting and thrilling, and you know, and it's, you know, it felt like something new, like you were like I was having sex for the first time again.
Never before had jockstraps turned me on, but now, fuck, it was hot.
You know, I just wanted him to sort of take me away and just love me and give me a life and have sex with me.
It's very secluded, like in the bottom floor of some old building that no one really uses anymore.
And then we'd be out all night at these clubs because the music would just play until 4 or 5 in the morning, and then you'd go out to an after hours place.
Sex work to me is, I mean, it's work. It's called sex work for a reason, you know?
Once you let people know who you are, they'll come to you. Like, your people will come to you. And the ones that don't, you don't want them anyway.
Oh.
And guys, it's just guys fucking, and that's all it needs to be.
Someone's like, what does your Prince Albert taste like, Rocco? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
What's cruising? How do you cruise? Like, what would you tell them?
Finding a safe space to stare someone down.
There would just be this natural order of storytelling.
You can find new Sex Club episodes coming soon, hard and more than once.